他完全的卑微在他的苦境他的帕金森氏上。
Now, for those of you who are not boxing fans or not even a sports fan,
或许中间你们有人对拳击不是着迷或者是不着迷于球赛。
As arrogant as Ali has ever been,
就算阿里是这么的自大傲慢。
But he is only one individual.
他只是局限在他只是一个人。
Now, his impact can be confined only to the sports circle.
他的影响力也只能在在运动界中。
I thought I would never see another more arrogant individual in my life.
我想我应该不会再看到比他更自大的人。
As a matter of fact, I have not.
事实上我并没有。
But to my dismay,
但是我很惊慌。
I'm appalled at today's widespread presumptuous display of arrogance.
对现今骄傲放肆的在各层面的展现出来，非常的惶恐。
Much accentuated by the internet and television.
尤其是在电视的网络为了
competing for advertising revenue and ratings
为了是要增加广告的收视率来容忍这些这个骄傲
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姐妹
We are witnessing a culture of growing arrogance
我们眼见到这个自大的成长
that is seeping through the very fabrics of our life
发生在我们生活的每一个层面
especially our younger generation
特别是在我们年轻的一代
we knew that secondhand smoking can be fatal
我们都知道二手烟是致命的
but we can still make an effort to avoid it
我们也会想办法来避免它
but in this day and age
但在现今的时代
it is hard if not impossible
是这么不可能，而且这么难。
To avoid getting bombarded by arrogance in school，
来避免这不断的来避免这些自大的骚扰。
At school，
在学校。
At our workplace，
在我们的工作场合。
By television programs and commercials，
电视的节目和广告。
By the media networks，
传播媒体。
But let me give you just a few examples that I have personally seen so frequently。
让我跟大家分享一下一些例子。
Cable news is now running 24 hours in 7 days.
24小时的有线电视现在它的新闻节目是24小时。
And it has a very sizable viewership.
它有广大的观众。
I myself is a fan of watching political news on television.
我自己本身是非常喜欢看新闻评论的节目
especially during election year
特别是在选举的时候
which means the whole of last year
可以说是去年的整一年
but if you watch those television talk shows
可是如果你看看那个电视上的评论的节目
you can see they always do a split screen
你可以看到他们通常会有分割的画面
and then there are four guests appearing at the same time.
四个来宾会在上面。
While one is speaking,
一个人在讲话。
On trying to make a point,
想要传述他的观点。
It is very often you see the others are shaking their heads.
你会看到其他的人摇着头。
In disapproval,
不赞同。
This is very rude.
这是非常不礼貌的。
But our television networks are condoning this.
可是我们的电视媒体却是非常容忍这样的行
为。I will call these kind of personalities controversial.
我们现今的社会叫这些人是在争论。
Now you can say that, now Brother Tommy, I don't watch news.
你可以说，汤米弟兄，我不看新闻。
What about sports?
那运动呢？
Professional sports are now very big among all ages and all gender.
职业的球赛在各层年龄的广是受到各层年龄的欢迎。
We have now seen a growing trend of excessive taunting.
我们却看到了日益增加的辱骂。
Trash talking.
粗俗的言语
by ball players
是从这些球员来
intended to humiliate their opponents
为了是要羞辱对方
intended to humiliate the fans
羞辱他们的球迷
or simply try to provoke a fight
或仅仅只是要引起征战
Now I will call these ball players charismatic
我们现今的社会觉得他们这些球员很迷人
Now our younger fans may even call these players cool
我们年轻的球迷甚至认为他们很酷
，and actually follow their posture，
而学他们的样式。
Now you can say， Brother Tommy，
你可以说汤米弟兄
，Me and my children don't like sports。
我和我的孩子不喜欢运动。
What about internet and video games？
那电脑网络呢？那电子游戏呢
？Now the internet, for example, like YouTube。
电脑网络像 YouTube。
And video games are even bigger for the younger generation。
而电子游戏在年轻的一代是大受欢迎。
Excessive violence。
过分的暴力。
Vulgarity, both explicit language and nudity。
粗俗的言语。和色情
are readily accessible by our children，
是我们年轻的一代随时可以接触到的。
Through the television，
经过从电视而来。
Through the internet，
从电脑网络而来。
And listen to this，
再听听看这个。
Through their handheld devices，
是从他们手上的手掌型的机器而来。
Your television may be off。
你的电视是关着的。
Your child's computer may be off。
你孩子的电脑是关着的。
But those handheld devices are always at hand。
但他们手上的手掌型的机器一直还是在他们的手上。
Receiving messages 24 hours a day。
接收了24小时的信息。
Brothers and sisters, especially our parents。
弟兄姐妹，特别是我们做父母的。
Our children are already being attacked and tempted。
我们的孩子已经被引诱，已经被攻击了。
At much too young an age，
在他们年幼的时候。
By today's culture of arrogant greed，
而是被受到这现今社会的贪婪。
With absolutely no regard to decency，
完全没有礼仪。
No regard to morality，
没有
道德。
没有道德。
And absolutely no regard。To the growth and development of our children，
而完全没有正正当当的成长。
Censorship is now non-existent，
管制实际上已经不存在了。
You can set your parental control on television，
你可以在你的电视上设下父母的防制。
You can set your parental control on their computer，
你可以在他们的电脑上设下父母的控制。
What about their cell phones？
那他们的手机呢？
The cell phones can receive text messaging and images 24 hours a day.
他们的手机可以收到短讯，可以收到传真的信息，画面24小时。
I will call this phenomenon the right of freedom of expression.
现今的社会叫这样的现象是自由表现的权利。
We are totally exposed.
我们完全的暴露在。
Our children is especially vulnerable.
而我们的孩子是如此的容易受伤害。
So what exactly is arrogance?
那自大到底是什么呢？
In a biblical sense，
在以圣经的角度来看，
is the expression of the cardinal biblical evil that is pride。
是肉体邪恶的表现，骄傲。
The root and essence of sin，
是罪的根源和本质。
In simple human terms，
用人来看，
is a form of self-confidence or too much of it，
是自我肯定的一种形式，或者是超过自我肯定的形式。
Totally disregarding others' feelings and circumstances，
完全不顾念别人，不顾及现今的情况。
One of my most precious family moments。
我们家在对我来说宝贝的时光。
And I'm sure my wife agrees。
我相信我的妻子也赞同。
It's dinner at home with our two sons。
是与我两个儿子一起用晚餐的时候。
We usually at 7 p.m. when Jeopardy was on Channel 7。
我们七点钟吃晚饭，那是那个时候电视上的益智有一个益智的问答节目也会也是在上映。
Some of the questions led to our own opinion。
有些问题，有些会让我们引发我们自己的想法。
Like what is the best？
像是什么是最好的
？Who is the greatest？
谁是最伟大的
？And different opinions lead to arguments。
不同的想法就会引起争执。
And each one of us believe that my opinion is the absolute truth。
我们每一个人都认为自己的想法是最真实的。
And sometimes voices are raised。
有的时候声音就提高了。
And an otherwise very precious family moment is completely ruined.
而我们宝贝的家庭时光就被破坏了。
What happened?
怎么了？
It's simply that we are succumbed to our own personal arrogant ego.
因为我们被自己的己胜过了。
The parents think they have seen more.
做父母的我们觉得我们看得多。
The children think they know more.
孩子们觉得他们懂得多。
And thank God for His mercy that we have not allowed such foolish arguments adversely affect our relationship.
感谢神的怜悯，我们不让这些无谓的争执影响到我们彼此之间的关系。
Let's see what the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23.
让我们来看看圣经里提摩太后书第二章二十三节是怎么说的。
It says, "Do not have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know."They produce quarrels.
唯有那愚拙无学问的辩论总要弃绝，因为知道这等事会起争战。
I have actually experienced that.
我自己有得胜的经验。
The Bible also tells us about arrogance very early on.
在圣经里，在非常非常前面就可以告诉我们，自大是什么意思？
Let us read Isaiah chapter 14.
让我们来念约书亚十四章。
以赛
亚十四章。
Verse 12 to 14.
十二节到十四节。
I will ascend above the tops of the clouds, and I will make myself like the Most High.
我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。
It is a reference to the king of Babylon.
他这是指的是巴比伦的王
，and it's also in direct reference to Satan，
也间接的引申到是撒旦。
Genesis chapter 11 verse 4. Genesis chapter 11 verse 4 about the Tower of Babel.
创世纪十一章第四节是关于巴别塔。
It says, "Let us build ourselves a city."With a tower that reaches to the heavens, so that we may make a name for ourselves.
让我们来建造一座城，一座塔，塔顶通天，为要传扬我们的名。
These days, many people go to extremes to make a name.
现在这个社会，很多人不计手段的为要成名。
If you cannot be a hero, how about a villain?
如果你不能成为英雄，那就做个罪犯。
If you cannot be famous, how about notoriety?
如果你不能成名，那就声名狼藉。
Our world has made some notorious individuals almost cult figures.
我们的社会让一些声名狼藉的人成为了我们崇拜的对象。
Because networks constantly need news to fill airtime.
因为电视媒体需要这些新闻来填补他们的新闻时间。
But let us compare that.To the scriptures in Philippians chapter 2, verse 7.
让我们在腓立比书来做一个对比，第二章第七节。
He said, "He made himself." He means Christ Jesus make himself nothing.
他指的是耶稣使自己虚己。
And we shall come to this very important verse a little later on.
我们待会儿再会回到这一个重点来。
Interestingly, both arrogance and humility.Have to do with being confident.
非常有意思的是，自大和谦虚都跟信心有关。
Believing in something.
相信些什么东西。
But the confidence and the belief come from totally different sources.
但是自信和相信是从不同的根源而来。
And accordingly yield very different fruits.
而因此会结出不同的果子。
I want to share with you, brothers and sisters.
我要与弟兄姐妹分享的是
，How confidence in the world leads to arrogance.
在世界的自信会带出骄傲。
And how confidence in the Lord leads to humility.
而在主里的信心会带我们进入谦卑。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 to 4.
腓立比书第二章三到四节
actually describe both situations.
事实上。形容了这两方面的情形。
It says, "Do nothing out of self-ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves."
他说到凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要心存谦卑。
Each of you should look not only to your own interest but also to the interest of others.
个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
Self-ambition and vain conceit，
自私的野心，虚无的自信，
are all attributes of arrogance，
事实上都指向着自大。
And brought about by putting confidence in the world，
是把自把信心放在这个世界上。
The Chinese translation also basically said is a vain glory.
在中文的翻译上说的是虚浮的荣耀。
Last August, Brother Crandall preached a sermon about stronghold.
去年八月份，Crandall 弟兄传讲了，坚固的堡垒。
He explains that a stronghold overpowers a person repeatedly.
他强调的是坚固的思绪会控制的一个人，
creating a sense of hopelessness，
而让这个人产生了一种无力的感觉。
For example, like drug addiction，
就像有毒瘾的人。
Now, but in the case of drug addiction，
但是有毒瘾的人，
or gambling，
或者是沉迷赌博的人，
or drinking，
或是醉酒的人，
the person is aware of his dependence。
这些人知道他们的沉迷。
The person struggled，
他挣扎。
But probably has tried to fight it，
他也想要挣开。
Most of the time unsuccessfully，
而往往失败。
But on the other hand，
反过来说，
an arrogant person，
一个自大的人，
is unaware of this stronghold，
却不知道他有他的自大的心思。
His confidence in the world，
他在这世上非常有自信。
Whether from his own education，
无论是从他的 学士，
whether he has a very distinguished career，
他有一个傲人的事业，
or simply mingling with the wrong company，
或是只是与一些酒肉朋友在一起，
but he creates a sense of false superiority over others，
可是他有一个假象，觉得他比别人都超强。
He thinks of himself as stronger，
他觉得他自己比人家强，
better，
好，
more knowledgeable，
更有学问，
and deserving men's accolades，
他配得人的注意。
It is more likely for a person with addiction to admit，
是非常容易让一个因为酒醉毒瘾的人来承认他的沉迷，
and repent his addiction，
而来愿意从这些捆绑中挣扎出来。
It is difficult for a person，
是非常的困难，
to even admit he has arrogance，
是非常的困难让一个人来承认他是一个自大的人。
The book of 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 23 says this，
萨姆尔记上15章23节这么说。
He said for rebellion is like a sin of divination and arrogance like the evil of idolatry，
悖逆的罪与行邪术的罪相等，顽梗的罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相等。
Confidence in the world produces idolatry，
把信心放在世界里就会产生偶像。
Craving for things of this world，
追求世界上的事。
And even self-worship，
而变成自我的陶醉。
To these people，
对他们来说，
humility may be criticized as weak，
谦卑是懦弱，
or lack of ambitious drive，
或是没有野心。
Brothers and sisters，
弟兄姐妹，
there are so many other examples，
有许许多多的例子，
but it's kind of depressing，
是让我们非常难过。
But let us focus more on the positive fruits，
让我们回头来看正面的果子。
About putting confidence in the Lord，
把我们的信心放在主里。
We have to go back to Philippians chapter 2 verse 3 and 4，
让我们再回到腓立比书第二章三到四节。
About putting confidence into the Lord， in the Lord，
把我们的信心放在主里。
Confidence in the Lord will make us consider others better，
在主里的信心会让我们看别人比自己好。
It makes us recognize that God gives different gifts to different people，
让我们能够意识到神赐不同的恩赐给不同的信徒。
We are all part of the body of Jesus Christ.
我们都是主身子的肢体。
Listen, it's part of it.
是肢体。
Nobody can be all of it.
我们不能是整个身子。
Nobody can be most of it.
我们不可能是大部分的身子。
We are all part of it.
我们只是肢体。
We recognize that there is always someone who is better in something.
我们知道有的人在某些方面总是比我们好。
We have to learn first to recognize our own plank in our eyes.
我们需要先学到认识到自己眼中的梁木。
And try to remove it first.
要移开它。
Before we point out my brother's specks of sawdust.
然后我们才有资格来指出我们弟兄的刺。
As the Lord himself taught us in Matthew chapter 7.
这是主自己在马太福音第七章亲自的教导。
Confidence in the Lord will also make us consider the interests of others.
在主里的信心会让我们顾念到别人的事。
This word interest, I will include like feelings and circumstances.
别人的事我会包括在他的感觉和事情。
Romans chapter 14:1.
罗马书十四章第一节。
Accept him whose faith is weak without passing judgment on disputable matters.
信心软弱的你们要接纳但不要辩论疑惑的事。
Confidence in the Lord makes us respect others.
在主里的信心能让我们尊重对方。
Instead of rushing to judgment,
而不是快快的去论断。
Or looking down on my brother,
或是瞧不起我们的弟兄。
We are to restore.
我们应该去挽回。
A believer who is weaker in strength,
挽回那些在信心里软弱的弟兄。
A brother's weakness or sin,
一个弟兄的软弱。或是罪
It's not a reason for us to boast how he stumbled.
不是我们向人家夸口他是如何的跌倒
And how it would never have happened to me.
这样的事是可能发生在我们自己身上的
Instead, in humility,
而我们应该谦卑的
We take that as a warning to us also, so that we do not stumble.
我们应该汲取弟兄的跌倒为我们的警戒，所以我们不会被绊倒。
As Galatians chapter 6 verse 1 says,
就像加拉太书第六章第一节
Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
弟兄们，若有人偶尔被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回来，但要小心，恐怕自己也被引诱。
There is a recent case.Of not considering the interests of others.
有一个最近有一个案例，就是没有顾到对方的立场。
About a week or so ago,
差不多一个星期以前
，a Texan high school girls basketball team beat its opponents by the score of 100-0.
在德州的一个女子高中篮球比赛，比赛的结果是100-0。
To make that story short,
长话短说。
Instead of easing up after the match was basically won before halftime,
在半场以前，其实胜负就已经看得出来了。
I think halftime score was 59-0.
在大半场的时候，大概是59-0。
But the team kept piling on points.
但是赢的队伍继续的得分。
Spurred on by its fans and coaches.
而是受到他们的球迷和教练的鼓舞。
Without any consideration to the feelings of the other team.
一点都没有顾念到对方球员的心感觉。
Perhaps they're going for a record.
或者是他们为了要有新的记录。
Perhaps they want to put the team into history.
或许他们要让他们的校队能够成名。
But the bottom line is they show no compassion at all.
而终究他们一点怜悯之心都没有。
The head of that school said in a statement after the game.
比赛以后，赢的学校的校长发表了一份声明。
He said his team's action was shameful.
他说到他们的球员的行为实在是
shameful.
可耻，谢谢。
An embarrassment to the school.
不好意思。
It was a victory without honor.
是一个胜利，没有荣誉。
He further apologized and sought forgiveness from the losing team.
他道歉，也 寻求对方的原谅。
The head of the winning school also remarked，
在这个校长也继续的说
，that the game did not reflect a Christ-like approach to competition。
这一次的比赛，他们的队伍实在没有基督的样式。
Because it is a Christian school，
这是一个基督教的高中学校。
Students in the Lord also brings wholehearted faith。
在主里的信心让我们能够专一的幸福。
In the book of Numbers chapter 13,
民数记十四章，
The Lord said to Moses, send some men to explore the land of Canaan, which I am giving to the Israelites.
主对摩西说，你去打发人，窥探我所赐给以色列的迦南地。
12 men were chosen,
十二个人被拣选，
including Caleb and Joshua,
包括了加勒和约书亚。
And Caleb and Joshua saw the same thing the other 10 spies saw.
加勒和约书亚和那十个探子看的是同样的一件事。
While the land of Canaan is flowing with milk and honey,
迦南地是流着牛奶与蜜。
But the enemies who live there and the 45 cities appear formidable.
敌人住在其中，而他们的城池是如此的坚硬。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们，
that the 10 spies spread a bad report about the land.
十个探子说的不好的消息。
That the Israelites seemed like grasshoppers in the eyes of the enemies.
他们被敌人看作是像蚱蜢。
But Caleb pleaded with the Israelites.
但是加勒对以色列人恳求。
Not to rebel against the Lord.
不要违背神的心意。
And have faith in God's mighty power.
对神的大能。
And God's promise.
是神的应许。
The Lord said, "I am giving to the Israelites."
是神说，我要将这地赐给以色列人。
Caleb's confidence in the Lord.
加勒在主里的信。
Prevail over an apparent unfavorable situation.
超过了现今看似不利的情况。
Confidence in the Lord also brings the assurance of deliverance.
在主里的信能让我们从世界得胜。这是一个确据。
David and Goliath is a very familiar story to everyone.
大卫和歌利亚是大家都很熟悉的故事。
But David's confidence is a stark contrast to Saul's lack of confidence.
大卫的信和扫罗的软弱实在是强烈的对比。
In the chapter 17, it says Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and terrified by Goliath.
在撒母耳上十七章。说到扫罗和以色列人都惊惶极其害怕。
David knew who he is.
大卫知道他自己是谁。
He is the youngest in his family.
他是在家里最年幼的。
He tends his father's sheep.
他替他父亲牧羊。
But David was not overwhelmed by the imposing giants.
但他对歌利亚看像是个巨人，他并不惊慌。
Or his weapon.
或者是像他的对他的武器
，or his heavy armor，
他的全备的装甲
，and all these make the Israelites, including King Saul, lose heart。
而这些却让以色列人和扫罗失去了他们的信心。
But David sees the invisible God。
但大卫看到那看不见的神。
He heard Goliath defy the living God with his arrogant taunting。
他听到歌利亚自大的嘲笑，而且辱骂我们的神。
And he took the challenge.
他接受挑战。
And is confident that the Lord would deliver him from Goliath.
他对主有信心，相信主会把歌利亚交在他的手里。
Goliath symbolizes our world today.
歌利亚就代表我们现今的社会。
Confidence in the Lord.Also awakens our offspring a place of refuge in the Lord.
在主里的信也使子女意识到主是我们的避难所。
Parents are all very concerned about the future of their children.
我知道父母对他们的孩子是非常担忧。
Especially in the face of this ever corrupting world.
尤其是在现今这败坏的世界。
If the parents are determined to build for their children a refuge in Christ,
如果父母立志要在主里建造他们的孩子
away from the world,
远离世界
the world that only disrespects and disregards,
在这一个没有道德败坏的世界。
Parents must infuse the fear or the confidence in the Lord in the minds of their children.
父母一定要在孩子的心思意念灌输对神的信心。
To guide them to a position of accountability toward God.
引导他们对神要有负责任的心。
Proverbs 14:26 tells us.
箴言14:26.
In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge.
敬畏耶和华的大有依靠，他的儿女也有避难所。
All of you parents out there,
我们在座做父母的，
please read that verse very carefully.
请把那一段经文小心地念。
His children include you.
他的儿女也包括了你。
Not just your children, but you.
不仅仅只是指你的孩子。
Therefore, before any of our desires can happen,
因此不论我们的意念，我们的愿望要在我们愿望实现以前，
our determination,
我们的定力，定义，
infusion of confidence into our children,
要在主，在孩子身心心思意念灌输对神的信心。
Parents must first submit to the headship of Christ.
父母一定要自己顺服以基督为首。
To put our own confidence in the Lord first.
把我们自己的信放在主耶稣身上。
Confidence in the Lord will lead us to victory.
在主里的信带我们得胜。
Apostle Paul described his own struggle with sin.
使徒保罗有描述他自己对罪的挣扎。
In great detail in Romans 7.
罗马书七章，他有非常仔细的描述。
He conceded.
他说道
that he is a prisoner of the law of sin.
他是做了罪的奴仆。
He has the desire to do good, but he couldn't.
他想要做好，可是做不出来。
He kept on doing things according to his sinful nature that he couldn't stop.
他是靠着罪身而做。
He realized he couldn't put his confidence into the flesh.
他认识到他实在不能靠着他的肉体而行。
Even though he has more reasons to do so,
即使他有很多很好的理由，
which he himself said in Philippians chapter 3,
他自己在腓立比三章说到，
that he is a Hebrew of Hebrews,
他是希伯来人生的希伯来人，
he's a Pharisee with faultless legalistic righteousness,
他是一个法利赛人，在律法的义下他是无可指责的。
Instead he was convinced,
但是他却知道
that he can only be rescued through Jesus Christ.
唯有从耶稣他才能够被拯救。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，
I hope all of us has been encouraged by all these scriptures.
我盼望这些经文能够激励我们。
That putting our confidence into the Lord.
让我们把我们的信心放在主里。
But I must go back once again to the matter of arrogance.
可是我还是要回到自大。
Why does the world embrace arrogance?
为什么现今的世界拥抱自大？
As far as the world is concerned,
就世界而言，
our world is driven by greed.
我们的世界是贪婪是它的推动力。
All these talk shows, reality shows,
脱口秀，真实生活的节目，
gossips and scandals,
流言绯闻，
they all sell advertisements.
只是为了有增进广告的收入。
They will drive up television ratings.
让收视率提高。
Which equal to revenue.
就代表了收入。
Which equal to profit.
代表了利润。
Which equal to greed.
代表了贪婪。
Now as far as the devil is concerned,
就魔鬼来说，
arrogance promotes envy.
它助长了嫉妒。
Strive.
增进。
Deceit.
诡诈。
Malice.
毒恨
slanders,
怨恨
and God haters,
毁谤怨恨神。
It also takes people away from God.
它让人远离神。
It tempts you to be independent of God.
它引诱你不倚靠神。
To be spiritually dead,
而在灵里死。
While you remain a believer,
当你还是一个信徒。
The devil doesn't necessarily want you to give up your faith.
而魔鬼不是真正的要让你放弃你的信仰。
Because you are only one individual.
因为你只是一个人。
He may want to put you in church.
他可以要可能要把你放在教会。
To present a danger to the church.
去成为教会的一个危险。
Now arrogance is very subtle.
自大是非常微妙的。
Because it's very hard to define what is arrogance and what is not.
它是非常难下定义的。
To me, it may not be arrogant, but to another person, it may be arrogance.
对我来说，可能这个人看起来并不是很自大，可是对另外一个人来说，他看起来非常的傲慢。
That's why it's dangerous.
所以说，这是一个非常危险的事情。
Is arrogance only confined to the world?
难道自大、骄傲只是局限在这世界上吗？
Certainly not.
当然不是。
Because the church is made up of people.
因为教会是人组成的。
Faith seekers and believers.
慕道者信徒
young believers, old believers,
年轻的信徒
people from all walks of life,
年长的信徒各个生活层面
but we all have one thing in common,
可是我们都有一样是共同的
we are all sinners and have our own sinful nature,
我们都是罪人在我们的罪身
so what are some of the dangers of arrogance if manifested at church?
所以如果自大在教会里彰显会有带来什么样的危机呢
A single expression of arrogance,
一次自大骄傲的表现
even if unintentional,
即使是无意的
even perhaps half jokingly,
即使是半开玩笑的
to a faith-seeking individual,
对一个慕道者来说
can ruin months of evangelizing to the person,
会破坏他有即使是有一个月的福音的浇灌
We can all understand the arrogance of Goliath.
我们对格利亚的自大，我们可以理解。
He's a giant with a full and heavy armor.
他是一个巨人，有着全备的装备，全备的武器。
He is an uncircumcised Philistine. That is an unbeliever.
他却是一个不信的人。他是一个没有受割礼的腓力士人。
But arrogance from a believer would not be tolerated that easily.
但是对一个骄傲的信徒是实在很难让人容忍。
Because that's not what the church is preaching.
因为教会这不是教会的所教导的。
That's not Christ-like.
不是有基督的样式。
An arrogant believer can turn more people away than somebody telling people not to come to church.
一个骄傲的信徒会比起人告诉人不要来教会。他一个骄傲的信徒会让更多的人远离教会。
Arrogance is lacking in patience.
自大就没有耐性。
Unforgiving.
不能原谅。
And judging other believers.
论断别的弟兄姐妹。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2 says this.
以弗所书第四章第二节。
Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love.
凡事谦虚。温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容
While we should not condone sins
当我们不能容忍罪的时候
But we shouldn't rush to judgment either
我们不应该也不应该快快的去论断别人
Especially open criticism
特别是在公共场所
公
开的来批评
Instead we should try to restore the brother gently
我们应该以温柔的心挽回我们的弟兄。
Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 to 14 tells us.
哥罗西书三章十二节到十四节。
Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love.Which binds them all together in perfect unity.
所以你们既是神的选民，蒙圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎么样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。在这以外，要存着爱心，因为爱心沦落全德。
Arrogance at church will alienate fellow servants and believers alike.
骄傲在教会会分离同工和信徒。
It channels resentment.
它是怨恨的管道。
And fruitless arguments.
无意义的争执的管道。
Disrupting unity and the bond of peace.
而破坏全德的联络与合一。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 tells us.
以弗所书第四章的第三节这么说。
Make every effort to keep the unity of the spirit through the bond of peace.
竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
If unbelief is like a wall,
如果不信像一座墙。
Arrogance is like a white sewing thread.
那骄傲就像在日光下的缝衣服的白线。
In bright daylight that you cannot see.
在日光下你看不见。
You don't feel it even if you trip it.
即使是你绊到了，你也感觉不到。
As I mentioned earlier.
就像我先前所说
It is worse than the kind of addiction that we are very familiar.
它比那些沉迷于酒醉毒品的人更糟糕
Like drug dependence, like alcoholism, like compulsive gambling.
就像那些酒醉毒瘾而且沉迷于赌博的人更糟糕
There is no such thing as rehab for arrogance.
没有对骄傲有复健的这一项事情。
So as a church,
在对教会来说
，How do we flee from arrogance?
让我们怎么样能够躲避自大
？And imitate the humility of Jesus Christ.
而学主耶稣谦卑的样式。
Now believers can be very zealous bringing people to church.
信徒会非常热心的带人到教会来。
They can be very zealous to serve.
他们会非常热心的服侍。
They can be very generous in giving.
他们会非常大方的奉献。
To church.
对教会的奉献。
As well as to other brothers and sisters in need.
对需要的弟兄姐妹的奉献。
But none of these necessarily give birth to humility.
但这些却不能产生谦卑。
But how does the church then preach humility to eliminate the displays of arrogance?
那教会又如何的来传讲谦卑，而除去骄傲的显示
？Let us share these few pieces of scriptures together.
让我们来看几处的经文。
Philippians chapter 2:5-8.
腓立比书第二章五到八节。
That our church used during last year during the preaching of humility.
这是我们在去年传讲谦卑的信息。
He said your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but make himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on the cross.
你们当以基督的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
Let us also read Galatians chapter 6, verse 3.
让我们来看看，加拉太书第六章第三节。
If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself.
人若无有，自己还以为有，那就是自欺了。
Let us think for a moment.
让我们思想一下。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁
？What he did or what he didn't do?
他做了什么？他不做什么
？We all know Jesus died on the cross for us.
我们都知道主。在十字架上为了我们。
But let us think before that.
让我们再往前推一下。
Who is Jesus?
耶稣是谁
？The Scripture tells us he is God or equal with God.
经上告诉我们他是神，他与神有同等。
It means Jesus is something.
他代表了神有个东西，有神。
But what didn't Jesus do?
但神他不做什么。
He is God, but he did not consider his equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. That's the word grasp.
他自己不以自己与神同等为强夺。
But what he did instead?
但他反而做了什么
？He made himself nothing.
他让自己无有。
In another version, it said nothing is he made himself of no reputation.
在另外一个翻译的版本说到，他让自己没有地位。
Instead, he humbled himself as a servant.
他反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象。
He humbled further to perfect obedience.
他存心顺服，以致于死。
Now let us also read what John the Baptist said in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30.
让我们来念念，来念，施洗约翰在约翰福音三章三十节是怎么说的。
He said, "He must become greater." I must become less.
他说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
It is very easy for any one of us to say, let Jesus increase or become bigger.
这句话让我们很多人是很容易说的，让主耶稣兴旺。
But I like the King James Version putting a little word connecting the two statements.
可是我比较喜欢钦定本的翻译，中间有一个字来连接。
The two statement being, he must become greater.
前面一句他说到他必定增，他必兴旺。
The latter statement said, "I must become less."
第二句话说的是我需要减低。
The King James verse put the word "but."
但是钦定本上面说中间有一个字但是。
An ignorant believer,
一个无知的信徒
could say, "Let Jesus increase."
可以说让主耶稣增大。
I don't have to decrease.
可是我并不需要减低。
An arrogant believer would say,
一个自大的信徒会说
I become greater.
让我兴旺
He becomes less.
让他衰微
The word but is important for my understanding.
这个但是对我来说非常我能非常重要的
It means if we do not become less,
它代表了如果我不能减低
Christ cannot become bigger.
那耶稣就不能不能在我里头显大。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，Humility comes from Christ Jesus.
谦卑从神而来。
Because it is his attitude, as in verse 5.
这因为这是他的性情。
And King James Version means his attitude includes how he thinks and how he talks and how he acts.
在钦定本说到这个谦卑，他的性情是指他的心，指他的意念。指他的行为。
Pastor Rick Spence of Fort Lee said in a sermon last year.
佛利的Rick 牧师在去年六月的信息中
，He said humility is a path to confidence.
他说谦卑是信心的途径。
I believe the reverse is also true.
我相信反过来说也是事实。
That increased confidence brings us closer to humility.
信心的增长会让我们更接近谦卑。
That is Christ's disposition.
这是基督的性情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹
，God's grace and mercy is sufficient for all of us.
主的怜悯与恩典是足够我们使用。
Christ, the God's words is enough encouragement to us.
主的话是足够的，是能够激励我们。
That we let our lives to be driven by Christ.
让他成为我们的领航员。
Meaning he is the pilot and the Holy Spirit is the rudder.
他是领航员，而圣灵是那指针。
That leads to humility.
那会带我们进入谦卑。
Instead of allowing our lives to be driven by the world.
而不让我们因着世界的影响而
which leads to arrogance.
让我们进入了自大。
There are three different pieces of scripture in our Bible.
那有在圣经上有三处的经文。
That God really tells us.
那神明白地告诉我们。
In 1 Peter chapter 5, in James chapter 4, in Proverbs chapter 3.
在彼得前书第五章，在雅各书第四章，在箴言的第三章。
God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And in Jeremiah chapter 17,
在耶利米书十七章
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in Him.
依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人便是有福了。
May the Lord bless all of us.
愿神祝福我们每一个人。
Thank you.
谢谢。
感谢神今天让我们的弟兄和姊妹能够一起配搭侍奉 愿他的借着神的话语能够来